Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. First off, this Becky Hammon thing, she did respond. She's saying, I don't recall a relationship with Hamby, the player that's accusing Becky Hammon of trading her because she was pregnant and bullying and all this stuff. And so Hammon said, I don't recall my relationship with Hamby being anything but on the up and up. And I'm obviously, along with the organization, disappointed with the findings. She said, it's never a good look to have your name be associated with something like that, which is not who you are as a person. That's not how I operate. I did talk to my team. They were great. I have to say they've been very professional throughout this whole process. She also said she disagrees with the WNBA's investigation. The WNBA said in a statement that the investigation included interviews with 33 people and a review of numerous texts, emails, and other documents. Hammond said that to her knowledge, no Aces players from last season were interviewed by the league. The WNBA told ESPN investigators two former prosecutors, one from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York and one from the Manhattan District, interviewed everyone who they thought would have relevant information, including people suggested by the Women's National Basketball Players Association.
So I just wanted to see what the WNBA does for terms of pregnancy. It's actually something listed out in their collective bargaining agreement, specifically addressing maternity leave. All teams are required to offer, quote, fully paid maternity leave to its players. Parents playing in the WNBA are also eligible to receive a child care stipend and housing assistance.
Okay. Well, so it's the whole allegation here is essentially that they signed her and they didn't realize she was going to be pregnant and then traded her because she was pregnant, I think. And so the players coming out saying they knew I was pregnant and thinking about being, or at least going to be pregnant. And so that was an issue. Becky Hammon's basically saying, I don't recall any of that. Okay, Angel, this one's interesting for several reasons, but her name has come up as a potential. I think she's getting an interview with Toronto.
I think so.
With the Raptors. And although she did come out and say, I'm not thinking about them boys over there. I'm thinking about this team. But does this hurt? She won't have to deal with any pregnant players in the NBA. Well, it's a fact. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, her name has obviously been included with NBA coaches since, you know, she was with Popovich for that time. I think she's a prime candidate, and obviously the WNBA is different than the NBA. It's the same sport, but it's obviously different.
Does this change? If Toronto, listen, a team is going to have to take a chance here because it will be, for lack of a better word, it will be a sideshow. The first ever female head basketball coach could potentially be Becky Hammon. We've talked about this a lot. And I say, why not? She's ridiculously smart. Heck of a basketball person, an amazing player, great coach, and she was an assistant under Greg Popovich. So she's got the NBA thing down. But if you hire her, it is going to be a lot of that constant discussion of first ever woman head coach. That's and good or bad, you succeed, there's the narrative. You don't succeed, there's your narrative.
Here's just some teams looking for NBA coaches this year. Detroit, Milwaukee, Philly, Phoenix, Toronto.
Do you think she will be an NBA head coach next season? When does the WNBA season start? This season, starts soon. Doesn't it start after the NBA playoffs? Boy,
May 19th through September 10th.
Oh, we're 2 days away.
Wow.
We're 2 days away. That's why this is all coming out. So she said she's focused on her team now. She would essentially, if she did get a job, she would leave early season.
That's weird. Is she even allowed to interview for a job if she's with another team?
With the NBA, maybe.
Wow.
Not with, obviously, a WNBA team.
I'd imagine there'd be some kind of buyout.
I don't know.
It's
cross professional sports, right? But it's, we all know what it would be.
Well, the NBA already subsidizes WNBA, so what do they do? Just a couple more $1 million? Or?
You don't think they would try to lock this out? They would try to do what it would take to get Becky Hammon to the
NBA. She is.
Because it would be a good representation of
the
WNBA. She's
the front runner for the first woman NBA coach.
No doubt about it. Name another one. None.
And, you know, we're all kind of just waiting, and I think the NBA knows it. I think she knows that once she does get that job, it'll be a lot easier to do it again.
I love this. I think it would be great. I will be curious. Like, there's going to be a lot of challenges. How does she respond? You know, can she lead a locker room? She did it a couple of times with the Spurs. You know, there are games where you're the coach, where you run it. You're running the game plan. You're running the conference. I mean, a lot of times your assistant coaches are the ones drawing up the game plans. Most of the time. The coach is overseeing them. So she did that. She gets that. But this situation going on right now, it might give NBA teams reason to pause and reconsider her. And that's the unfortunate thing for her. Because obviously we see a CSU stud. I mean, we want her to go on and do great things. It's great representation for the state. But yeah, if I'm an NBA team, this is my first question to you. But she said she's very focused on the Aces. She's not thinking about the boys over there. That's what she basically said. Does that mean she's not going to do it? I mean, it would be a huge thing. Be a game changer. I can't imagine what she's making compared to what she would make in the NBA. We didn't hit this with the lunch rush, but it is news. James Harden. He's going to be a free agent. Not going to exercise his option. So, says he wants to go to a team. He wants to get on a competitive roster. Okay, I know we're in the middle of the Western Conference Finals. And I know that the Nuggets are going to win an NBA title, their first one ever, coming up very in the next few weeks. But when I ask you this question and say, you know, do you think Calvin Booth should sit on his hands and not do anything this offseason? Or do you...
No.
Like, is this team, you run it all back, 100%?
You run it back 80%.
Joker ain't going anywhere. You're good with Jamal. Yep. You're good with MPJ. You're good with Gordon.
Absolutely.
Are you good with KCP?
Yes.
So then that would eliminate any kind of talk of a James Harden type player.
Unless you can convince KCP to come off the bench. But whoever you get to replace him has to not only bring out the offensive replacement, but you got to be able to be defensive like KCP. And James Harden's
normally not very good. He had some moments, but
he's getting older too.
Can he coexist with Jamal Murray on the floor?
I don't think so.
It's got to be a very particular type of player to work with Joker. And I think Jamal is that guy. Maybe. Just saying it out loud, maybe playing with Joker has stunted Jamal's individual growth. Maybe. Just throwing it out there.
I think it's certainly possible, but the way Booth approaches this and the way he approached it when he first got the GM job was finding guys that are veterans, like a Bruce Brown, like a KCP, that can bring a certain quality to your team.
But it was
defense.
You bring in guys that bring in a quality, not a full-on takeover mode. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Like Joker ruined Jamal Murray. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if Jamal was on a team that where he was the guy and he can pound the board as much as possible and dribble, would he have gotten better at that and then become a bigger star? We'll never really know.
You would prefer a guy that's already established in his game. And maybe, you know, he just needs a different setup or a different environment. But not a guy that you're not going to bring in a guy that's looking for his second contract and trying to prove something.
Yeah. I don't think Harden's the type. It's, again, you just think about it. You're like, okay, if the Nuggets don't win a title, if they do win a title, you know teams are loading back up. You know Phoenix is going to try to figure out their head coach.
How do we stop Nikola Jokic?
They're trying to figure out their head coach situation. They're trying to, the Suns will figure out how to make the best of the KD, Devin Booker thing. Golden State, are they going to run it back? Draymond Green is somewhat confident that they will. I'm not so sure about that. Jordan Poole's gonzo. They got to move him. They got to get him out of there. And they're going to have to add a piece if they want to trade him. Because right now he's not attractive. You're going to have to throw in a guy like Andrew Wiggins. Steve Kerr, speaking of that, Steve Kerr did say that was a big deal. that they had a hard time. Where is that story? I had it. But they, Steve Kerr said, yeah, we were trying to recover from that. And that was, we wondered how that would affect him. He said the Warriors never rebuilt trust after the Green Pool incident. And Poole was asked about it. How was the season for you? And he said, it's just business. It's just basketball. There's not much to say around it. Kerr said, anytime trust is lost, then it makes the process much more difficult. And there was some trust lost. That's as blunt as I can be. We have to get back to what has made us really successful, which is a really trusting environment and a group that relies on one another and makes each other better. Did Steve Kerr screw this situation up? Did he not handle it the right way?
It's a tough situation. Draymond is a part of that team. He's a part of that championship core. And from his perspective, you could see it as, I'm not going anywhere. This is my team. You're a young guy that had a good couple of playoff games against the Nuggets a year ago. But I'm still Draymond Green. This is still my team. And I could see Steve Kerr being in a tough situation, like, do I go with my guy who's been the veteran, who's been a part of this, or do I go with the young guy who showed me he can be the future of this?
And we don't know what Jordan Poole did or said necessarily to get
Steve Kerr, to get the
knockout blow.
He mediated it, and that's all he did.
Yeah, they never recovered.
And you're not
going
to lean on Steph Curry to fix it.
It broke Jordan Poole. He wasn't the same player this year that he was last year. I thought he was up and coming and going to be something else. You know, you get punched like that and it becomes viral. Everyone can see that video. That came out. That was a video.
It's not something that goes away in practice. It's maybe you're not thinking about it, but you're going to remember, hey, that's the dude that punched me in the face.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy.
But Draymond said he had dinner with Steph and Clay and another player, and they talked about running it back. Draymond ran and did his podcast, and, you know, it was like instant. Right after the game, and it was like, oh, we got together, and Clay talked about all the goals he still wanted to achieve and everything they wanted to do and stuff, and yeah, that's our plan anyway. But yeah, he can say it all he wants on his podcast, but what does the GM think of Draymond Green? 18 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. Before we do that, though, let me tell you guys about Eaton Country Club. I think I'm going to get out there next week. I think I am. Yeah, I think I'm actually going to try it. Eaton Country Club, if you guys want to be a member, become a member. Opportunities can be found at eatoncc.net. That's the Eaton Country Club. Get your golf game rocking and rolling at one of the best golf courses around at the Eaton Country Club. 18 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. We'll be right back. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch KFKA Zone Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-three minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. I want to shout out to Kane Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm. We know we live on dangerous roads here in Weld County in northern Colorado. So if you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact, and that is Kane Doolin McQuinn and Young Law Firm. 23 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Should the NBA MVP award be something that they are using both the regular season and the playoffs for? Because it doesn't fail, Angel. Every single year we do this, we talk about, oh, whether we're on the good side or the bad side of the argument. You look at whoever's performing in the playoffs well. If they didn't win an MVP, we're all complaining about it.
What if they did it up until the finals?
Yeah. Maybe. I think so.
I mean, you already have the finals MVP. That's exclusive. Could you do it up to the Western Conference? Because then by then you're going to see the four best teams. You're going to see probably the four best players.
I don't know. And the argument is that, hey, the guys that don't make it to the playoffs they get punished for this. I'm like, if you're an MVP caliber player, in basketball, if you're that good, you should be able to at least get your team to the playoffs as an 8 seed or
with
play
the way in. The MVP has been, you know, critiqued and given out the last few years, you got to have an incredible performance, not just what Giannis was doing, not just what Jokic was doing, even Embiid this year. You've got to put up big numbers. And it's so hard to imagine a guy doing that and not be in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the thing. Joker was, without Jamal and MPJ last year, the Nuggets just weren't good without Nikola Jokic. They were bad. I mean, they might still be bad without Nikola Jokic, but he at least got him in. And then they didn't. It's not like they backed in either. Mm-hmm. I think they weren't a play-in team, so they just caught a really hot Golden State Warriors team at that point. So it's just something worth considering because we do it every single year.
Is it in place just to keep the regular season relevant?
Yeah, probably. Because they're trying to put more emphasis on the regular season. That's what the NBA's stupid mid-season tournament idea is.
It's so dumb.
It doesn't make any freaking sense to me. What are we doing here? What's the point?
You're playing the same amount of games, but these games just mean something different.
And what are they?
No impact on what happens in April and May in the playoffs.
No, it has zero impact. I mean,
other than making the draft lottery something, I guess it's already a crapshoot.
I watched like the tail end of it because I was.
I didn't know what I was watching.
Yeah.
Am I watching the draft? You got like five players here. You got four different coaches, executives, whoever. You got Windhorst over in France talking in a tent with a bunch of people.
It's really strange.
Weird.
Never liked it.
And it's rigged for the Spurs to get the number one player.
Oh, yeah. What's that guy's name?
Victor Wembanyama?
Yeah.
Something like that.
They're going to get their Tim Duncan back. He's supposed to be really freaking good, dude.
I don't know. He's like a twig.
I know.
He's super skinny. Tim Duncan.
No, but that's... They had David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and now this guy.
So now it's on Popovich and his old age. Hey, work this guy.
He ain't retiring now, is he?
I don't know if the NBA will let him.
I don't think so either.
You've got to make sure this guy isn't a Zion Williamson 2.0.
Yeah. That's going to be...
And there's nobody else on that team.
No, the Spurs are just... Will they get back? Will Popovich finally get the Spurs back? It's weird not seeing the Spurs be a good team.
Or is
this
a setup for Popovich to pass the baton to Becky Hammond?
To Becky Hammond. Well, she's got to clear up this thing first because you don't want her bullying this guy.
No, don't want that.
That's a weird deal to me. This whole situation with Becky Hammond is a strange one. And I don't know if that impacts her chances, if she was ever really going to get a chance in the NBA. You know, if you hire her, you've got a lot of... You got stuff you got to deal with. But you do.
It's not going to be a team that is ready to go to a championship and you just need a coach.
Yeah.
It's going to be a team that she's going to get the chance to build herself, but it's also going to be all on her.
The pressure will be, like, if she succeeds, it's going to be a sideshow. If she doesn't succeed, it's going to be a sideshow. If she's mediocre, it's going to be a sideshow. And then after a while, it'll just be normal. I remember when they made a big deal about women officials. That was a big deal for like a split second. Doesn't matter.
I hardly notice it now.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Are you good?
I'm fine with it. As long as you make good calls.
Can you call a game? Doesn't matter. We don't care. Honestly, give people more credit. They don't care if it just doesn't.
If we're paying attention to the officials that much,
right.
There's something wrong.
It doesn't. If it doesn't impact you, give people credit for this, though. You know, things that they really believe in and fight, I get. But this kind of stuff, yeah, people might say jokes or whatever. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. So we'll see if Becky gets on, man. What happened? The Rockies had some players on base there, and nothing good happened.
Yeah,
huh?
Runners on second and third with an out, and then right into a double play.
Wow. That's...
But it's only the second.
Yeah, they got this, man.
Red's got a guy on second.
Right? Don't worry. They got Austin Gomber pitching.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You have nothing to fret about. This is going to be just fine.
It's the other AG.
Yeah, the other AG. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the Rocks are tied right now. We'll see what happens there. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Let's jump out real quick, Angel. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, Tanner found out that we put him in the ugly.
What
in
the
good, the
hell?
Bad, the ugly, and had to pop by and say hello.
You asked me in here.
Well, I wanted you to come in and hang out.
Where's the Jaws music? I thought when I was circling,
oh, yeah.
The Jaws music.
Did you get the Jaws music on, Joe?
Come on.
We'll get it.
I don't have any hot takes. There's nothing coming off the...
Well, because you didn't watch the game last night.
The biggest applause at the Rockies game was when they threw the score up.
As it should be.
And
even baseball fans get it.
I made the right decision going to the Rockies game last night. Perfect time for that music to get going. I made the absolute right decision going there.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It's a great time, man. There's no one there.
You could lay down.
Oh, the guy, you know how they're normally like real sticklers on make sure you stay in your seats? He's like, if you guys would like to move up a little bit, would you like to move around anywhere? Go ahead, just stay in your section.
Please all fill in certain spots here so it doesn't look as bad on TV.
My favorite thing is, there was...
you could lay down if you wanted to.
No.
Probably.
Okay, let me...
Okay, what's your favorite thing?
No, hold on. Scenario for you guys.
Okay.
Scenario. We come down, we're running late, traffic not great, lots of cow stuff going on at the farm, stuff like that. Okay? So we head down there.
Wait.
Right, no, lots of cow stuff.
I want to know the cow stuff.
No, it's
running late, not great, a lot of cow stuff at home.
Now you're getting it. Let me paint this picture for you.
I just got out of my overalls.
Baby calves on the road, not good.
Okay.
Overall.
All right.
Sucky start to the evening. We get there, grab a beer. It's the top of the fourth inning when we finally
go to... Three innings?
Only half an hour.
The entire game was 2 hours and 5 minutes last night. So, of course, we go to the quickest game they've had all year. Anyhow, get down there. Our boy Jerry Schimmel had hooked me up with the tickets. We go down. We're section 119, row 3. So we're only three rows up. Seats 1, 2, 3, and 4. Go down there. I lead the way down there, of course. And I don't know why that's of course. I go to move in there. There is a rather large gentleman sitting in one of our seats.
Okay.
Nobody else around us. But he had picked right there, so I tapped him on the shoulder, and big Cincinnati Reds fan. I said, sir, these are our seats. And he goes, okay. I'm like, you mind moving? We're all here. And he goes, yeah, I just was trying to give myself some space. Now, keep in mind, the rest of the row, completely empty. Nobody sat there the entire game. He moves one seat over, and his wife is right there. And he is sprawled out on the seat that he was just in, laying over there, big dude, and just sat there and was like right in my fiance's lap all night because I damn sure wasn't going to buddy up with this guy. I made my fiance Jenna sit next to me because she's small. She's petite.
It's true. It makes more sense.
Listen, man, I see myself in the mirror. I know who I am. I'm like,
put her in the middle.
I don't. What?
Yeah,
so
but put her in the middle of
your
the
brother
big
was with you too. He's
thin broad
guy.
Shoulders though, man. He dude lifts. I'm like, no, I can't
so
go
you
there.
Put your fiance so, next to this
big fat dude. Then it's Jenna. Then it's me. Tori's girl. Then Tori got the end row seat. So I thought that was weird. They didn't spread out a little bit more. That was the only hiccup that I had. A lot of drunk
fans
there. That was, it happened. But a lot of drunk fans there that were trying to coach third base, from why don't you just send them? And is it two overheads now?
Yep.
I made the right decision. Well, no, honestly, when I looked
Tanner.
Up, they flashed the Nuggets score up on the scoreboard at the half, and it, was it 71, 72 points they had at half?
Sure.
Just ridiculous amount of points for the first half. I'm like, it's over. It's all over. Right? It's like, I made the right decision. I got to enjoy a ball game. Nuggets won handily. I feel like I need to root for the Nuggets, but I need to keep my distance. It's like a little baby rabbit that I'm trying to lure in because I was so mean to it. I was so mean to it.
Oh, you were very disrespectful to the greatest player on the planet.
I wasn't disrespectful.
Oh, I was disrespectful.
And so I'm trying to redevelop that kinship with the Nuggets. So I got to keep my distance for a little bit. I got to work my
I do think that that was your worst take you've ever had was the Joker didn't have
the
D word and
dog.
It was the worst take you've ever had.
I've had some bad takes.
That was bad. Because he's the best player on the planet. He literally breaks a record every night.
Okay, but can we agree at least, and I'm sticking to my guns on this, he is a dog. I think I said last night after a couple of beers that he might be a German Shepherd now. He's no longer a baby corgi. He's moving up in the world. But he's gotten better each year. And yes. this year is the first year, and to be honest, this first couple of series is the first couple of series I've seen this where he does have that dog, where he is taking over games. So this is a newfound dog.
He is taking over games
for
a lot.
Joker. This is newfound.
I will give you this. He's better now than he was last year, but it also helps when you have better players around you, too.
It does. But to be, being a dog, it doesn't matter who you got around you. That's just in you. And now he's letting that out a little bit.
LeBron,
I love it.
Missed the playoffs when he didn't have other players. You know, he barely got the Lakers into the playoffs until he finally got Anthony Davis.
Until he turned it on, man.
Mm. That's another bad take. The best player, LeBron's better than Joker.
No.
When he's at his best,
more dominant when he wants to be.
But you said the other day LeBron was the best player
on the planet when he wants to be.
When he wants to be.
Yeah.
No.
For small spurts.
You know that's wrong.
For small spurts, 100% he is.
You don't get any credit.
You
now,
can't.
You were at a Rockies game during this game last night, so perhaps the most historic game ever, and you were at a Rockies game.
I'm
not going to give you as hard of a time as this, Tanner.
I appreciate that because they're free tickets. They're good seats, man. Right. Yeah, I forgot.
Turn those down in a heartbeat.
I would have tried to negotiate for Nuggets tickets.
I would have watched the Nuggets in a broom closet over actually going to Coors Field. I would have watched the Nuggets in prison rather than go to Coors Field.
But you have my love for the Rockies is equal to your love for the Nuggets, and your team just happens to be good right now.
It's game one of the Western Conference Finals, and they've never hosted it before.
It's different.
It's historic.
I don't think. Yeah.
You missed
it's
the
not something. It's not something I'm going to tell my kids about.
I was at the Reds Rockies game on May 16th. I was there.
Was that yesterday?
It was me.
Yeah.
I was there.
What if something crazy would have happened?
Like the Rockies winning?
Hey, Tanner, do you wear your Rocks jersey to the game, too, since you're obsessed with him?
So I just about wore a jersey yesterday.
You had to pick a jersey. Who did you pick?
I've got a jersey.
Oh, who is it?
It's Todd Helton. Okay. It's my boy. It was something that my fiance gave for me because she doesn't know
Top 10 player in the state. In history.
You need to cool your jets on that take. You talk about horrible takes, Joker being the greatest.
I don't think it's a horrible take at all.
It is a horrible take.
Because you're obsessed with another guy that you don't watch. You didn't watch John Elway either. But now you're telling me that Joker.
My fault for when I was born.
Another guy you didn't watch. You don't watch Nikola Jokic. You don't watch John Elway.
Nowhere close. He will never touch John Elway. I don't care what he does. John Elway
at 28, John wasn't doing anything like this.
John put Denver on the map, though.
Because he saved the franchise and kept it in Denver. John, he might want to talk to you about
that. Yeah, he saved it, but John Elway put Denver on the map.
And who's keeping him on the map?
Legitimate contenders. John Elway did that. It doesn't matter.
At 28, they drafted Tommy Maddox to try to replace him. Dan Reeves. Who's trying to replace Nikola Jokic at 28? Nobody.
Me. No, I'm just kidding.
This franchise was ready to move on.
It doesn't. With what Elway did as a player and a GM and what he has done.
Also responsible for the worst stretch of Broncos in the history of... Yeah, absolutely the worst stretch. They had never had a back-to-back losing seasons. Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Even before Elway and everything like that.
Nope.
Never had.
Never had back-to-back losing seasons. They've never had a stretch of seven years of missing the playoffs. Arguably the worst time in Broncos history.
Dixon's really excited about the things that you're saying
I love John Elway, but I'm just telling you.
There is no one in the state of Colorado who will ever touch
him. Joker has done this his whole career. Elway, he did this up, down, up a little, back down, up,
right.
up.
All the way up. There's no one who will ever touch John Elway's greatness in the state of Colorado. And Joker is phenomenal. He is phenomenal.
No, he won't for you.
Anybody. For the state.
Oh, there's a lot of people.
No, because...
You said Nikola Jokic was not a dog 2 weeks ago.
Correct. I was wrong on that.
Of course you're not going to say... Nikola Jokic will touch John Elway at this stage.
And part of the reason why he will never do that is because the Nuggets will never be as popular as the Denver Broncos.
Doesn't matter about popular.
Yeah, 100%.
The best. Does. I'm not talking about the most popular, the best.
Elway still wins that by
70%. There's a lot
70%.
Of people that do not like John Elway after this last 7 years of hell.
No.
Flacco in his prime and Case Keenum in his prime.
Of the Broncos and the rise of the Nuggets do anything?
No.
And if Jokic finishes his career with four titles and four MVPs...
Then he's, way better than John Elway.
He will never replace John Elway on that Mount Rushmore.
Four titles and four MVPs?
He won't.
Three titles and four MVPs?
He just won't.
You're wrong.
Because in the state of Colorado, the Denver Broncos are king, and the Denver Broncos have the hearts of everybody. of everybody in the state. They're even people who don't like football pay attention to what the Nuggets score.
I think a lot of people that don't like basketball are paying attention to the Nuggets right now.
But we were just talking about this with Chris Vanderveen on Good Morning NoCo on Monday. The takeover of the town really hasn't hit yet. And I don't know why, because when the Avs are doing their thing, it's all Avs ever. I don't know what it is about the Nuggets.
If you want to debate which team is more popular, yeah, but I'm talking about stats and overall greatness. John Elway or Nikola Jokic will replace John Elway.
No. Is it safe to say the Nuggets are building that now?
They're building it now, but yeah, they're not as popular as the Rockies if they were good, which won't ever happen and only happen once. The Rockies would be more popular than the Nuggets. The Avalanche are more popular in the state than the Nuggets. Obviously, yeah. The Broncos are, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about greatness.
When you're talking
about real sports people.
When you're talking about Mount Rushmore, though, that's when you're talking about Mount Rushmore, it's everybody's opinion that goes into that, right? Then there you go.
As far George as, Washington may be the first face on Mount Rushmore, but Lincoln.
You can argue which president was the greatest one.
I will argue it's George Washington.
You can argue that.
It's 1A, 1B with Washington and Lincoln, right?
No, because we wouldn't even have this country.
Trump's there, right?
Yeah, they're building a fifth one on there. There's just no way. He's on the Mount Rushmore. He's firmly cemented. And hell, I'll give you this. He's probably number two on that Mount Rushmore right now.
Well, he'll get
that's
again,
as high as he can go.
We're talking greatness, though. If you say he get three titles and four MVPs, his resume is greater than John Elway.
What if a future Denver Broncos quarterback does what Elway did?
No, it still won't.
John Elway glasses on.
Then. I don't because he put Denver on the map.
Again, Floyd Little would like to have a discussion with you.
It was not the same level.
Shipped this franchise out of Denver.
The meteoric rise of Elway that he took with the Broncos is insane. I mean, that's what everybody thinks of the helicopter going into the end zone and all these
at 38. I imagine Joker's going to do something like that when he's 38.
Will he have the longevity to do it? Will he want to play basketball for that
long? He doesn't
jump,
so it doesn't hurt his body.
But will he want to play basketball that
I don't
long,
know.
Right?
I didn't ask him yet.
Well,
normally, I just think about him.
Think just, hard enough. Your thoughts will go to him.
In terms of your man crushes, where are you at? Where is Nikola Jokic on your
number
man?
One?
Number easy.
Done.
Easy.
See that haircut he got?
Haircut looks fantastic.
He's all scarred up. He's been through war.
We had a texter this morning, HBK guy. Hasn't watched a basketball game in years. And he goes,
oh,
I've been.
So you guys are going to hang out.
He's just been hearing all of us argue about this. So he watched a game and he goes, I have two takeaways. Good Lord, the Joker's not that good looking of a dude, and he's really good at basketball. That was the takeaway.
I don't even think he's that bad looking of a guy.
Not.
For a European.
Nah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It means what it means, Tanner.
Europeans look different than Americans.
We watch the game. We get to say whatever we want. That's part of the rule.
He's got a Slavic look to him.
Name a Rocky, please. That currently plays.
Pike's Peak.
Noah Samson.
Austin Gomber.
Don't use Gomber.
Kyle Freeland. If Kyle Freeland
could not replace
becomes Shepard. The greatest pitcher of all time in the Rockies, somehow win three World Series.
Can never replace John Elway.
See, that's just wrong, because that's the greatness factor
it's
as
cemented.
Far as the resume here, they would have more on their resume, and that's what I'm talking about. There's going to be you, there's some of you that say, John Elway will never be, because he's John Elway. And Dixon used to accuse of this of me that I'm an apologist for John Elway. I was just trying to be fair with the guy, but I'm telling you.
No, he made some serious mistakes.
Joe Sakic could have won maybe another title and could have gotten really close. It's just the Avalanche weren't as popular. Dare I say this, the Avalanche weren't as popular when Joe Sakic won his second title compared to when the Avs won their third title last season.
Right. No, I agree. And that takeover from the Avs was absolutely insane. So this is my favorite sports debate that we have, hands down, is the Mount Rushmore debate. I think it's a great conversation. I think there's valid points on all parties. But who is that player for the Avalanche?
Joe Sakic is.
You think it is
one.
Him? It's a no question about it. Not Patrick Waugh. Not.
It's Joe Sakic.
You think McKinnon or Rantanen are coming for him?
You got to win another title.
Yeah.
But you're putting Elway in this executive. Mixing that. Joe Sakic gets that too.
Yeah.
He gets that treatment too.
Could be.
All right, we got to get to our picks coming up next. Andre, I know you had fun at the Rockies game. Good for you. You're with your family. You're actually having fun. Do what you want to do with your life.
Was that a nice thing that he? That didn't feel like.
Just don't ever talk about the Nuggets again. We'll be right back.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian, Gary, and Tanner Schwint. on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this 17th day of May? I learned that Michael Malone is a better coach than even I'm giving him credit for. Like, I think his adjustments and some of the things he's done have been fantastic. I also think his willingness not to jump into something and make a drastic change when you're still trying to win a basketball game, I think that's a tough thing to do, to not do sometimes, because coaches want to just start throwing. Like, Darvin Ham potentially showed his hand too soon, because it was maybe too little too late, and now the Nuggets can go back and evaluate this thing, so they stole a win. I'm very impressed with Michael Malone, and he's earned at least from me a lot more respect.
I learned a long time ago that Nikola Jokic is amazing at basketball. Last night was something else.
Ridiculous.
Truly something else. Just his effortless ability to rebound the ball 4, 5, 6 times. His touch around the basket is unbelievable. The way he plays boosts his team. It inspires the crowd. It gives this team so many different weapons to defend. He's the best player in the NBA.
He's the best player in the world. Listen, the whole Elway Joker thing, the resume, it's not there yet.
It'll be a great debate, though.
Yeah. He's building it right now. John Elway has 2 Super Bowls. Joker's about to get half that. Not Super Bowls. You know what I mean.
Cool.
The equivalent. More MVPs already. Again, the conversation is worth having. You know, and I get it. As far as popularity, I agree with Tanner on this one. John Elway's John Elway. The Broncos are the most popular organization in the state of Colorado.
If we get the games on TV, they may be more
gotta,
popular.
Got to get the games on TV. Joker would know him, or they'd know Joker a little bit more locally in our own freaking state. Got to get that done. So disappointing. But he's close. Has he passed? If you're just doing the greatness and the resume thing, he hasn't quite passed Joe Sakic yet. I'm just telling you, he's the best. He's the best athlete, the best sports professional I've ever seen in this state. We got Miami and Boston tonight. Boston is an 8-point favorite at home. Who do you like to win the series, first off?
I like Boston. I've been on them all year.
I do, too. I like Boston as well. Do they win tonight? Who wins?
They do.
Yep. With you. Easy. We might have a lot of the same predictions now from this point forward, I'm afraid. Because once the Nuggets get into the finals, we're probably going to be on the... Oh, it might be tough. Am I up still? Am I up?
You're up by a little bit, but I don't think either of us have picked the Nuggets to lose any game.
I picked them to lose the Sunday. The 2 games in Phoenix, I picked them to lose 1 game there.
Right. I have not picked them to lose.
You haven't picked them to lose? Well, you almost got it right. You've only lost 3 times. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. Good night, Northern Colorado.